Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
And also, we're brought to you by Discover Card. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? And that's why with your Discover Card, you have access to 24-hour, 7-day-a-week customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability. All that means is that you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. You can learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. With all that said, let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's up, Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm fantastic.
We missed you at the Christmas party as it's going on as we speak.
Oh.
But I do want you to know that Rob G had your drink tickets. And Rob G, are you all right over there?
Yeah, I said Chris was on his way.
He said Chris,
just
right.
Give me his.
Give me Chris's drink tickets.
Give me a few days.
My goodness gracious. But festival
over
there.
Oh, so y'all having a party up in there.
Well, across the street, right, Rob?
Yeah, across the street. So I had.
Oh, really? The FSR, Fox Sports Radio?
So I had your drink tickets, Chris, and then Rob had everybody's meal tickets because he had a to-go box of wings. True story.
Wow.
Chris, you know.
So what restaurant is it? The
public school across the street.
Yeah. Okay, I used to go there when I was
Yeah.
out there.
Yep. Yeah. So you know, well, is there something wrong with a to-go box? Am I the only one going to leave with a to-go
you
box?
You were the only one that left with a to-go box.
I need wings for the next hour, Chris, and that's all good.
You good? I think he's good, Rob G, because you know everybody knows he's working.
Right.
I miss all the Christmas parties. I missed the first things first.
Yeah, how'd
Christmas
you miss that yesterday? Because
I had to do this. Yeah. I work hard for the money, baby.
Yeah, all right.
I put in that work.
Yeah, that work?
Work. Not work, work. All right. The Odd Couple crew in full effect. You just heard the super producer, Rob G. Of course, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is here. It's a Thursday. So Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia will be all the rage in the third hour of the show. And, of course, on the updates, we got our man Steve DeSager. And on social media, the great Elijah Sebunya. All right, Rob, let's get into it. And really interesting stuff. Deion Sanders, what a year it has been for him. And Rob G., go ahead and explain to us what happened to Deion today.
Yeah, so Sports Illustrated announced their annual Sports Person of the Year, where they honor who they believe was the person who most exemplifies and had a, you know, for lack of a better word, transcendent 2023 in the world of sports. So you would think, yeah, maybe it's Nikola Jokic, who dominated his way to his first NBA championship. Maybe it's Patrick Mahomes, who won a MVP and a Super Bowl without his best wide receiver.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
But no, instead they went with Deion Sanders for everything he did at Colorado. And in their explanation for why they chose Deion Sanders, they mentioned that Colorado generated more than $90 million in media coverage in the month of September alone, had the highest average ticket price in all of college football in the month of September. Yes, even more than Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, wow. Ohio State. They sold out their season tickets for the first time in school history at Colorado, and they generated two of the five highest-rated college football games of the entire season, Colorado-Oregon and Colorado-Colorado State. Again, all of those happenings took place in the month of September, which is interesting because after the month of September, it was all bad for Deion in Colorado. They finished losing eight of their last nine, including six straight to close the season.
Rob, what are your thoughts?
Another Sports Illustrated, another going down the wrong path. It's sad, to be honest. Sports Illustrated used to be a beacon of journalism and, you know, taking itself seriously. And I know it's not the same, Chris. It's not the magazine that we grew up with and whatnot. It just feels like it's always gimmicks. They had the what did they have the other day where they wrote stories without people, the AI. Sports Illustrated did a whole thing without reporters and stuff.
Right.
They're doing all kinds of stuff, and I get it. They're trying to survive. This is a survival thing here, and this is no disrespect to Deion Sanders, who had an unbelievable month. Rob G chronicled it. He had an unbelievable month.
Sportsman of the month.
They're Sportsman of the Year, and Rob G talked about it. Patrick Mahomes winning another Super Bowl, Chris, and MVP without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
That stop. Okay, that's huge. Number two, and I think Jokic winning Denver's first ever championship in the NBA, Chris. The year he had just a shy of a triple-double, and he had an unprecedented and historic postseason run.
Agreed.
Come on, Sports Illustrated. You're better than this. They know Deion gets eyeballs. Deion moves the needle. So let's move the needle for Sports Illustrated by giving Deion the award for the month he had. Forget about that it crashed and burned at Colorado. Forget that it was a flash in the pan. Forget all that stuff. We're going to give it to him for the whole year. He should have got honorable mention because what he did was incredible, Chris. But those two guys there, and if I dug deeper, there might be two or three other people in other sports.
I'm going to give you one right now.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
Shohei
Ohtani won another MVP.
I mean, come on. He's doing something we haven't seen done in 100 years. And actually, Babe Ruth didn't even do it. And you know this, Rob. Didn't do it to the level that Ohtani is.
No. He was never that great on the pitching side.
On both sides.
On both sides. But the pitching
at the same time. And so, again, nothing against Deion. In fact, congratulations. I mean, that's a great honor for him. Congratulations. And what he did at Colorado was significant. There's no doubt about it. But Sportsman of the Year, like the team was 4-8.
I mean, Chris.
How in the world? And I said, we talked about it a couple of days ago. I believe the season was a success. But you still were 4-8.
Let's not get crazy. Since when is that good?
That is ridiculous. Rob, I honestly think that Sports Illustrated, or whoever is giving out an award, there is a better argument for giving him the award when he went to Jackson State.
Thank you.
And what he did there.
Thank you.
The fact that this all-time great athlete was going to an HBCU and at the time saying, I want to get these top black athletes going to HBCUs. He got Travis Hunter. He got some other blue chippers to eschew going to the big programs and going to Jackson State. And he turned them around immediately. They hadn't had a winning season since like 2013 when he got there, and immediately they were a great team. Like that, you could argue what he was doing was greater than what he did at Colorado. And look, Rob G mentioned, Rob, all the reasons. None of them were football related as far as on the field.
Right.
It was the media coverage, which a lot of that's the media, right? Now, the fans turning out to the games, selling out, that's all him. But still, does that mean you're the sportsman of the year because people want to come watch you?
So Jerry Jones should be the sportsman of the year with all the money that the Cowboys
honestly,
made. Seriously.
That's honestly true, Rob. And I mean, some people would say, well, he is a Hall of Famer. Well, he also won three championships.
Right.
Right. Three Super Bowls before it became a ridiculous mess over the last three decades. But to your point, Rob, that's a great point because basically everything they mentioned about Deion was commercial.
Right, and financial.
Right. And of course, that was great. But Jerry Jones is doing the same thing with the Cowboys.
Money. Making printing money, Chris, with
absolutely.
The Cowboys.
Absolutely. The same exact
thing. And can I
thing.
Give you two other people, and I know it doesn't move the needle for them, I guess, nationally compared to internationally. Messi, Chris, in soccer finally won a World Cup, right?
One
right. Arguably the greatest soccer player of all time. Finally got off the schneid. What about that? Okay, that didn't count.
Right.
And Djokovic, what is it, the tennis player.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Djokovic.
Chris, Djokovic. What did he do? Win three Grand Slams, Chris, in a calendar year.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count?
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, to be honest. And I just think that, again, what Deion did was fine.
Nobody's trashing it.
The sportsman of the year as somewhat related to what you did on the field. And Rob, I would even say this. Let's take, because to some degree, and I want your opinion, I think you'll agree with me. You could compare what Deion did at Colorado, I'm talking about on the field, to Joshua Dobbs. Right? Dobbs coming out of nowhere, wins a few games, and then kind of it falls apart, and it fell apart for Colorado. Now, Joshua Dobbs, as we know, has a bachelor's degree in, Rob G, what is it? Aeronautical.
He's an astronaut,
science,
right?
Science or something. Yeah. But I believe to be an astronaut, a full-fledged astronaut, he would have to go on to other programs and, you know, learn more. Now, my thing is this. Let's say Joshua Dobbs, with the year he's having right now, okay, not nothing special, but good for a guy that nobody ever heard of and thought was any good. Let's say he's having this season, and at the same time,
he's an astronaut.
He's taking his classes to become a full-fledged astronaut, and he does it. That's when I would be like, oh, yeah. He could be the sportsman of the year, even though he wasn't great on the field.
Right.
What he was decent on the field, and what he did off the field was incredible. Or, Rob, if you got an athlete that is just such a humanitarian, whether it's civil rights, whether it's, you know, fighting against wars or oppression in one place or another, if there's a guy that is doing so much, or he's really promoting education and building schools and, like, all of that stuff, like, it's really huge, and he's really helping people, underprivileged people, then I could say, okay, the part on the field or the court doesn't have to be as good.
Right.
Because he did so much. Oh, but all Deion did, and I think he clearly admitted, and we know he's an upstanding guy, but it's all commercial related. Like I said, Rob, it's just money.
And we should say Dobbs, it's aerospace engineering.
Aerospace engineering.
He had
degree,
a 4.0,
right?
Chris. He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Right, right. So that's my thing. I don't even want to keep saying nothing against Deion.
That's not even what we're doing, right?
Right.
We're not. That,
but no.
But not
no.
person of sports person of the year. No. I mean, God, goodness gracious! Like, where are we?
That's just a popularity thing, right? I mean, that's really
what
all
I'm saying. Like SI, Chris, I hate to say, like, that's where Who's going to move the needle for them? You know what I mean? Like, they did it
before. That's what it seems like.
Deion's going to move the needle.
Jokic wouldn't have moved the needle.
He's not going to move the needle.
Djokovic, no. Messi, Shohei. I mean, none of those guys we mentioned, we'll even though people like Shohei and all that, would have moved the needle like this. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Are Rob and I off?
Yeah, maybe we are.
Do you think Deion did deserve Sportsman of the Year? Or do you agree with this? Your thoughts next. 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's right, it's a TV theme song Thursday, so I assume it'll be songs from Christmas specials.
Or songs that were played during a Christmas special,
exactly.
Which this one was.
This is not a theme song, right?
No.
But that was one, as a kid, I don't know, Rob G, when you were younger, but Rob,
how old do you
when
think
we
I
were
am,
kids,
Chris?
When we were kids, I mean, the Christmas specials were special.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That was a great
deal.
Time
yeah,
of the year.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I'm just saying it, Rob. I'm not even trying to be funny. I know you're about 33.
35.
I'm just saying,
I have
35?
More gray in my beard than you do,
Chris. Are you
35?
No, right. I'm just saying, like,
33?
35.
At your, when you were younger, there were a lot more options. You know what I mean? So, like, when we were younger, you had the few channels. And they, each one would have their Christmas specials.
And that was it.
And everybody was watching them.
Yep.
Abominable Snowman, whatever else they were called.
I'm
right?
A little offended that you would say that because people have told me on the street that I look older than you.
Really?
Well,
because
you do.
Because of the gray in my beard.
You do.
Yeah.
Have people actually said that to you?
Yeah. They're like, why do you got gray and Chris doesn't? I'm like, well, Chris, you know, black don't crack.
Chris stays young.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. All right. 877-99-05.
I'm
going to
say this too. I just, Rob sent me the picture of you and Martin Weiss and Rob G and Rob P from the Christmas party. Rob G, and I'm saying this seriously, Rob G and Martin, y'all look like y'all could be brothers.
Really? And that picture,
look
I sent
at that
it to
picture.
You?
Rob G, tell me I'm lying.
Well, full disclosure, Rob saw this. I had to stand on my tippy toes to even,
fit in
the
get
picture.
In that picture. Yeah. Right.
I believe that. Yeah. I mean, what are you, like 5'3"?
All right, here
something
we
like
go.
Hold on. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Now, time for your calls.
All right, let's do it. James in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Let's kick it off, James.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen for a long time. My first time calling in. Thank you. I believe I agree with you 100%, Rob. I was waiting for you to go. Stop it. Hey, and it really saddens me to see Sports Illustrated go down the path that it's gone.
Yep.
You know, when you talk about the Tom Verducci articles from back in the day, like those were
great writers. Great writers.
Yeah, man. But this is equivalent to clickbait for me with the Deion thing. I mean, like Chris said, you got Shohei doing things that ain't happened in 100 years. You got I could care less about tennis for the most part, but I still make sure I find out if Djokovic won.
Right.
You know?
Right. And he won three Grand Slams.
Yeah. You got LeBron doing the stuff that he does at his age. You know, there's a lot of things happening in sports right now that have never happened before, but we've seen, maybe not the same way, but we've seen people do something like Deion has done.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
And most of it was just off the field. And most of it was just financial.
Justin in Syracuse, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
Good, man.
Long time listener and pretty frequent caller, I would say. But I gotta say, you're wrong.
All right, really? Make the case. Go ahead, that's fine.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, you know, it wasn't the best athlete of the year, wasn't the best player, but when you think about what Deion Sanders had done, one of my favorite athletes. He changed
okay, there it is right there.
Of a sport. I mean, there's
did
hundreds
he?
Of Division I football coaches that hasn't done what he does.
What did he do?
Tell
us what he did. Yeah, tell us what he did.
All right, first of all, he brought a lot of viewers that wasn't really interested in watching college football on Saturdays. Yes, you say for a month, but they still tuned in to all of his games, most of his games. You know what I mean? So, yes, you could say he brought in money to the university, to the sport, but he also was a great teacher, great coach. You know what I mean? In his first year at a Division I powerhouse.
He did a good job.
He did a good job.
I can't say it was the best coaching job
we've ever
seen. The
sports person of the year is supposed to be exceptional. Not a good job, Chris.
Right.
Not very good.
He blew a 29-point lead at halftime. I'm just saying, like, We got to put some of that on the coaching staff.
Come on, man! Like if you're gonna give them credit when they beat TCU, Chris.
I mean, yes. Come on, look, he was fine, Rob. He didn't change the landscape. If you change, first of all, Colorado is like a Big 12 program,
right?
They've had
great players. They've won before.
Right? They won a national championship.
They won.
Right, and then like if they had gone 10-1 and we're in the playoff, we're a threat.
You're talking
to be
about
there,
something different.
Then you might say they changed the landscape. They haven't changed the landscape.
Let's go to Tommy.
It's exactly what it is right now, what it would have been if he hadn't gone there.
Yep. Rob G, you got something? I'm gonna go to Tommy. Go ahead.
Quickly, before you get to Tommy, I have the history of the SI Sports Person of the Year, just to give you context for what's been going on the last few years. 2022, Steph Curry, NBA Finals MVP. Fourth title in 8 years. 2021, Tom Brady, Super Bowl MVP, was his seventh Super Bowl title. 2020, they actually split it amongst four people. Breanna Stewart, Finals MVP, spoke out against racism and women's equality. Naomi Osaka, U.S. Open champion and social justice advocate. Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP, pushed the Black Lives Matter movement and encouraged voter registration. LeBron James, NBA Finals MVP, worked to end voter suppression. And then you see 2023, Deion Sanders for revitalizing the Colorado Buffaloes program.
Right. I mean,
it just doesn't.
It pales by comparison.
Right. We don't even have to say anything. That's right. Just doesn't even make sense.
Let's go to Tommy, who's in Colorado. Chris, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy?
Hey, what up, fellas?
How you?
Hey, first and foremost, props to you guys for giving our boy Nikola Jokic some love.
Yes.
Yeah, they should have gotten it.
He could easily been Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nice to get our Nuggets some attention, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
But, hey, Oregon's coach said it best right before they went out and whooped on Colorado. They're about clicks. We're about wins. And SI is doing the same thing, just like Rob said at the beginning. It's survival mode. They're trying to get attention.
Yep.
And they're just going with a hot button thing that they know is going to get a lot of looks.
And that's
it's hard
sad.
To look at it any other way.
It is sad. Sports
really
Illustrated,
is.
What a publication in our country's history, Chris. You know, like to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated, that was the biggest thing going. Are you kidding?
Yep.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, as I do, you should get rewarded. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases, no fees, period. Check out the eligibility and the terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Rob, Devin McCourty, of course, the former player in the NFL for the New England Patriots, now in broadcasting, he made an interesting comment recently. He said that he thinks Belichick will be coaching the Patriots next year. So let's make sure we understand that first. Like, he thinks he'll be back in New England. Most people seem to think he won't be, Rob, but McCourty said he thinks he will. And then McCourty said this. Buffalo, he threw in Buffalo as a great landing spot for Belichick if he doesn't stay in New England. And I thought about that, Rob, and I got to be honest, I like that. We talked last week about Belichick going to the Chargers, which I liked too. But you and I, you know, the more we fleshed it out, the more we talked about, well, we would want him to keep Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator, and is Belichick going to do that? I would want Belichick just to coach. Is he going to not want to be the GM? You know, all of that stuff. And Belichick's a Northeast guy for his career. Is he going to want to go West? Is he going to want to go to the division with the Chiefs in it? So on and so forth. The more we thought about it, the more it seemed like, yeah, probably won't happen. This makes sense to me. Now, who knows what's going to happen? But I'm just saying, if they get rid of Sean McDermott in Buffalo, which if they don't make the playoffs, and maybe even if they do, I think they should. But I'm saying he should be on the hot seat is what I mean. Then Belichick in Buffalo again. You stay in the Northeast. Belichick, we know, is a great defensive mind. That team would be good defensively, great defensively. And he wouldn't have to worry about, oh, they have an offensive coordinator who's got to stay there and Kellen Moore. He could bring his own guy. Now, I would hope to the high heavens that it wasn't who's the dude from the Lions that he brought in last year?
Who?
The defensive coordinator. His name is Matt Patricia.
Matt Patricia with the pencil.
You know, I would want to talk with him about who are you thinking, blah, blah, blah. But my point is this. The defense under Belichick we know would be top flight, and you have a great quarterback. I don't necessarily want to see Belichick with a young quarterback. I don't really want to put Caleb Williams and his future in the hands of Belichick. But a guy that's already established, a guy that's already established himself as very good, and one of the top 10 guys in the league and Justin Herbert, yeah, I would be fine with him and Belichick. So, Rob, and then just like he did with the Patriots when Brady was there, You can beat up on the Jets twice every year. You can beat up on the Patriots twice every year, which you know he'd love to do if he leaves there. And you really just got to deal with Miami. And so the more I think about that, Rob, that and again, I have no idea if it's could happen, but that does make a lot of sense to me.
I mean, the only thing I'll say,
and I say is, top five quarterback with Josh Allen
is I think I don't think people look at stuff the way other people. Like, the easiest path is what you're trying to do. Or if you're Bill Belichick, you don't believe, like, oh, the only reason why I won is because I had a team in the AFC least. Or, you know, you don't look at stuff like that. If he really looked at the teams and said, Patrick Mahomes is going to win every year, the Raiders and some of these other teams, this team has some defensive playmakers. I'm talking about the Chargers. They have a young quarterback who's untapped. You know, they can look at a lot of different things, Chris.
Right. And it's still on paper a good situation.
Right.
My main issue there is Kellen Moore. Like, and again, if he's willing to say, hey, I love Kellen Moore, I'm definitely down with keeping him, then fine. I'm all with that. But I'm just saying, as we talked it out, we felt like, he's probably going to want to pick his own staff. Yeah, and if that's the case, that's why Buffalo, would make more
sense. Yeah, I get that point. And he's going to have to bend at that long in the tooth. And I know he's a Hall of Fame coach and has a lot of credentials and Super Bowls and all that other stuff. But at that point, he will be, Chris, a little bit wounded, you know, right? Because he wasn't wanted, or he had to move on. You know what I mean? So you might have to change a little bit in order to survive. So maybe he might be. If they say,
you're saying if you had the choice of the two, if you're Belichick, you would go to the Chargers.
I would go to the Chargers. I just don't know what Buffalo is going forward. I really don't. Josh Allen, I get it, Chris. He's a talent.
He's still a top five quarterback.
He might not win though. He could be a top five quarterback and might not win.
Well, Herbert's lost even more than Allen.
I got it, but I think that which way they're headed. I don't believe that Herbert has reached his full potential. I think he's been held back.
And you think Allen has?
Yeah, I do. I don't think Allen's going to be better than he is.
He can learn to make better decisions. I have no doubt you can learn to make better decisions. And even if he doesn't, he's still great. I mean, he still leads the league in touchdowns, total touchdowns, by a nice little margin too, 33 total touchdowns. And when you look year to year at his touchdown to interception ratio, it is among the tops in the league every year.
Yeah, but he has a ton of turnovers, not just interceptions.
No, that's my point. Yeah. When you look at his touchdown to turnover ratio, it's still – The ratio is still among the top five in the league every year.
Yeah.
So he produces a lot. Yes, he, like I said, it reminds me of Brett Favre. Favre gave you a lot and he took away a lot at times. But I do think he could improve that too. So I get what you say. When you say Buffalo in this iteration, the door is closed. I don't think you mean just Josh Allen's doors. I don't think you mean his windows closed his whole career, do you?
No, I'm talking about Buffalo.
Right, you're talking about this team. That's my point. You get a whole new coaching staff, then that's a new iteration. And obviously some of the players would change as well. But I just think they need to make some type of major changes, because I'm with you in that, yeah, this group has pretty much run its course. I don't mean they better get rid of Stephon Diggs.
Right.
Or they better get rid of James Cook, and certainly not Josh Allen, you know, Matt Milano. I just mean they need to make some significant changes, but the coaching staff would be a huge change. And then tweak the roster here and there. But look, I the Chargers still makes a lot of sense. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying Buffalo makes some sense to me as well.
I don't disagree. There are two options there. Yeah. I just don't think that we've seen the best of Justin Herbert.
I agree with that. I don't think we've seen the absolute best of either, but especially
Herbert.
I don't know if I say more so Herbert than Allen. I just say I think both of them have room to grow. Absolutely. Now, I would say this. We have seen more glimpses. Like when Josh Allen a few years ago, when they lost to the Chiefs with the 13-second rally, right, by Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That playoff Josh Allen was out of his mind. Now that is, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he can get better than that. The question is, can he play that way more consistently? And I think he can get closer to that, being more consistent. Herbert's been great individually as well, but he's got, Rob, what he hasn't been able to do is deliver clutch moments for the most part. I mean, do you know that 5 of their 7 losses this year were by 3 or fewer points?
No, I get it.
You know, and he hasn't had interceptions at the end of games.
Yep. He hasn't played. I get it, Chris. But I think he could play better. He has a big arm.
No, I agree with you.
He can get better.
All right, we got a huge game tonight, Rob. Cowboys hosting the Seahawks. We'll talk about that next. It's the iCouple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Of course, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. You can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do that today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, a bumpy, lumpy Wednesday, 1-2 last night. I did get the best bet right. Lakers over the Pistons, but that was easy. 15 in a row.
Bumpy times lately.
Yeah, I'm trying to bounce back.
All that mess you were talking, see?
I know. I was rolling. Here we go, Chris. Let's do it. Tonight, I got the Cowboys winning, but I got the Seahawks covering the 9.5 points. Seahawks plus 9.5.
Okay.
The Hawks, -7.5. The Spurs, Chris, bad Spurs. I'm going to go there with the Hawks. So Seahawks plus 9.5 and the Atlanta Hawks minus 7.5. And the T-Wolves playing or hosting the Jazz. T-Wolves, Chris, minus 11.5 at home. So again, T-Wolves minus 11.5 at home. Atlanta Hawks minus 7.5 on the road against the Spurs. And I'm taking Seattle to cover the 9.5. I mean, to take the 9.5 against the Cowboys. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
So why do you think Seattle's going to cover tonight?
I just think they're better than they're a good team. They went to Detroit and put up 37 points and won a game on the road, Chris. If they win, I'd be surprised. I'm not doing that hedge. Yeah, you know, you never know and all that. I'm saying they're going to lose, but it's going to be closer than 10 points. I'm predicting them to lose.
I'm predicting 34-16 Dallas.
Wow.
I don't think Seattle's as good as people think. Now, I don't think they're a tomato can. I think they're, you know, a decent team that in a week in NFC has a good chance to make the playoffs. And I'd be a little surprised if they don't make it, although their schedule heats up pretty quickly. But here's the thing, Robin, you're right. That was a great win over the Lions, 37-31. Lions in their home opener.
After they beat Kansas City.
Yep. But when you look at what they've done since then, it ain't pretty. I know they're 6-5, but here's their victories. The Giants, the Carolina Panthers, the Arizona Cardinals.
They sound like the Cowboys.
They do, but they're not blowing them out. They're barely squeaking by. The Commanders, and then the Browns with P.J. Walker at quarterback. When they played some good team, I mean, they got two losses to the Rams, for goodness sake. But the Ravens and the Niners, two good teams, blasted them. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they won, because anything can happen. And I do think they're decent. But and I will say this for them, Rob. They really need to win. And I don't mean just because they're 6-5.
I get that part.
You know what their schedule holds after Dallas? San Francisco and Philadelphia. I mean, if they lose tonight, this little what would be at that point a 3-game losing streak could easily become 5. You know, and so they've already lost 3 out of 4. They're kind of skidding. And, you know, Geno, Rob,
is it more like Geno?
He's still playing
pizza?
Okay, but he's not playing like he was last year. That's the thing. I don't want to say he's turned into a pumpkin, because he's a legitimate starting quarterback right now. That's how he's playing.
That's what he's turned himself into.
Yeah, but he's not. But you know what I mean? He's not playing like really big time difference making football. And unless he can get back to that, they got some tough sledding ahead of them. But we'll see. I mean, look, Dallas has blown out just about all of these mediocre to bad teams that they've played. So they're due for, like, you know, a good game. I actually think, Rob, it might be good for them to have a nip-and-tuck game that they win. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a game where their mettle is tested and they have to make some big stops in the fourth quarter or some big offensive plays in the fourth quarter. I think that'd be good for them. And so, you know, I'm not caught up in the style points tonight. I think if the Cowboys just win, that is a good feather in their cap.
Just win, baby. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, just win. Just get it done. Because they've blown out enough people to show you that they know how to just run away from somebody. But how will they respond when it's tough and you got to get something done? And, Rob, they're great at home, man. They've won 13 straight now in Texas.
No, I'm not saying that they won't win. It's the score. Like,
check this out. They're the first team in NFL history, to win its first 5 home games in a season by 20 or more points. So they've been dominant, to say the least. So we'll see.
But we'd have to look at who they play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. We got 2 hours left. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.